This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1546. Staycation? Mocktail? How to combine two English words.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. What do the words brunch, motel, and netiquette have in common? They are all a combination of two different words. Find out today how widespread these types of words are in English and get some of the trendiest ones in this episode.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing excellent. Michelle, how are you? How's life?
I'm good. You know what? It was snowing today. Well, it's been like snowing every day. I slipped and I fell on my back. And I've never had that happen, like quite a fall. And my friend was there. And it was quite something.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, be careful. Jeez.
I know.
Be careful.
I know. So anyway, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. Things are good. Well, as always, Michelle, I'm happy to be recording on the podcast. It's my favorite thing to do. And, you know, because I like languages. I think languages are so interesting. And I think our listeners do too.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think that's why we're all here, right? I mean, I was just looking into doing an episode about the word staycation. Mm-hmm. And when I was researching for the episode, I learned a new word myself.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that in just a second. But guys, we want to remind you first to follow us on social media, right? We have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have LinkedIn, and we have WeChat, right?
Yes,
Lindsay?
Definitely. If you're in China, WeChat would be a really good place to connect with us, get updates on our episodes. But just choose your social media that you love and join us over there. We are getting activated on all of these channels, guys. So go and find it and engage with us. Videos, photos, comments, all that good stuff. Quizzes, trivia, all that. Surveys is what we do. So it's so fun. It's so fun. Yes.
Definitely. I love it. Awesome. So I was saying that I learned a new word. So and you said you know this word. So portmanteau.
Yeah.
Tell me. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I missed this one.
I know, Michelle. Where have you been?
I don't know. It's funny. You know, you think you know your own. This word sounds French to me, right? So
right. This is definitely French. I'm sure this comes from French. But the dictionary definition for this is a word blending the sounds and combining the meanings of two other words. For example, motel. Oh my gosh, I never knew that that was a portmanteau. Portmanteau, motor and hotel. Motel. That's so funny. I never knew that. Or
isn't
brunch,
that
which is breakfast and lunch.
Yeah,
so those are ones that have become so common that we don't even think of them as portmanteaus anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just such a part. They're normal words. They're just words. This is a great one, though.
I know. And you know what? I mean, it's funny because I guess I wrote this here. I'm assuming this is from the dictionary. Yeah. But they wrote someplace. I think the dictionary said podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a portmanteau. And it's funny because I don't think of it. But yeah, it's from the words iPod and broadcast.
That makes total sense. That makes total sense because podcast, as far as I know, originated on Apple. Right. Through the iPod or maybe not the iPod, but the idea of like Apple Podcast or iTunes, that was all originally Apple. And that's so great. I love it. I love it. But there are more, though, Michelle, that are more in vogue right now. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? We've used a lot of these words before, like sitcom, hangry,
what is
in our conversations on the show. And, you know, but now we kind of have this name, you know, that could go along with some of these words.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Oh, I think sitcom is situational comedy. Is that right?
Situational comedy. Yeah.
Okay. Another one. Hangry is what? Just so our listeners know.
Hungry and angry.
Yeah. And that's one that I feel like is a little different from sitcom or motel or brunch because it's kind of, you know, people know you're using this portmanteau. Like they know that you're just, maybe it'll become more mainstream, the word hangry. You know what I mean? In the future.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's slangy more so than
right.
sitcom or motor or
true,
motel.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can also call these like blended words. But, you know, in general, some of them are obvious and well known, but some might surprise you, like that motor and hotel. I mean, so we're gonna get into some of the obvious ones today because they're super, super common and they're fun and we can always follow up in the future.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about even dog breeds. That's a big one. We could talk about
that
another day. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit today and maybe extend it another day. So let's get into them, Michelle. What are they?
Okay, so the first one is staycation. That's again, I guess I was probably looking into how do I do a staycation because I'm not going anywhere. But yeah, I mean, a staycation, right? It's a blend. I wonder, is it like officially a portmanteau? I don't know if a grammarian would say one is officially and one is not, but I think it's close enough. It's blended, you know, it's a stay vacation, right?
Yeah, actually, I have to say a bonus one that comes to mind before we go into these. Couples, like they used to say Bennifer, like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Aniston. Or no, wait, who was it? Ben Affleck and
Jennifer
Garner.
Jennifer Garner. Oh, no, I think that was actually when he dated Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I think you're right. But anyways, this idea of like couples combining their names together, that's also really common with portmanteaus.
I know. It's funny. Well, Dan and I have a joke because it's like, well, what would Arabs be? And we said it would just be man.
That's funny. Like,
yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
All right, cool. So staycations is one. We all know about that in 2020 and 2021. What about mocktail? Let's talk about mocktails. More interesting
mocktail.
Topic.
So that's a mock cocktail, right, Lindsay?
Okay. I like it. Meaning mock, meaning what, Michelle?
It's like a fake.
Okay. Yeah, so the idea for kids or teenagers or people who just don't want to drink, right? When I was growing up, I used to always have, yes, exactly. I feel like you like know my thoughts, Michelle. It's very weird. Strawberry daiquiris. I used to order those a lot. Or Shirley Temples, right?
Yeah. I feel like strawberry daiquiris, they're just basically like smoothies in that situation, but they're so good.
They're so good. So packed with sugar, but so good.
Oh, yeah. You always say, I always notice you always call things sugar bombs.
Sugar bomb. Yeah, it's a sugar bomb. Another episode for another day, but that's good. That's good stuff. And the next one, netiquette. Now, this one is good. I love it when they just work so well, right? Internet.
Yeah, it's
etiquette.
Like so beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's poetry.
It's a beautiful. So what is this, Lindsay?
This is internet and etiquette. Right. So the idea, I mean, Michelle, do you think that netiquette has become more important than regular etiquette?
Yeah. I mean, I think that especially nowadays in the world we live in, netiquette is huge. And I think, well, this could be a whole other episode is, you know, just people navigating their way around like the netiquette becoming even more important than in the past. I mean, it was always important in some way, but now, you know, people are trying to figure out what's appropriate on Zoom. Can you wear your pajama pants? Things like that. And so it kind of netiquette is becoming super, super important. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, when I think of netiquette, I think of things like being on Zoom and making sure you mute yourself when you're not talking, right? That's kind of a more sophisticated one. If you're in a large group, that's usually good netiquette to do. I forget sometimes, right?
Exactly. The muting, right. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to see that there is this viral video about a lawyer who accidentally had a filter on?
No.
Okay, I'm going to send you this, Lindsay. This is hilarious. He had a filter on and he couldn't get it off. And he was coming up. He's a lawyer and he was coming up as a cat. And it was hilarious. And he got super famous just because of this. Like, he went on the Today Show.
What was the topic of his appearance? Like,
I don't remember, but you just get on and it's like they're all trying to tell him, like, oh, you have a filter on. And he's like, I know, I can't figure out how to get it off. And it's like with a judge.
So funny. I love that. I love that. Guys, you'll have to go look that up on YouTube when this comes out. So good. So that's netiquette. And then the next one I love too. What is it, Michelle? Guys, make sure you follow All Ears English on social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Clubhouse, and even WeChat if you live in China. Search for the yellow and look for All Ears English. We share videos, photos, quizzes, tips, and so much more. See you over there.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
This one, this is what we are all about, mm-hmm. is edutainment.
Yeah, this is us, right? This is what I see that we do, at least on the podcast. Obviously, we go into courses where it's education, but edutainment is education and entertainment combined together. Beautiful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I feel like edutainment has become so popular because people are tired of... you know, the old ways of learning, the textbook ways, right?
Mm-hmm. We know that, right? There's a new way, a better way. And with the internet, with podcasting, YouTube, we're able to do this. So we love it. It's so much fun. Yes.
Absolutely. And the last one, Lindsay, you have your dog.
Oh my gosh. We just found out my dog was able to meet his siblings. That was so fun.
Really?
And his sister, we all got together. His two sisters, he has a huge litter. So there were others, but we didn't meet them. And then his sister's mom had done a doggy DNA test. So we figured out what he is.
Goodness.
And he's a super mutt, what they call a super mutt. Right. Which is a combination of, I don't know, 9 or more breeds, something crazy. But a lot of people will get these. Often they've been called like designer dogs. Right. My brother had one, a puggle. And this is a combination of a pug and a beagle. And I feel like they were quite popular like 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, they're pretty cute. I love beagles because I had a beagle growing up. But it's like it'll have, you know, kind of the cutest traits of each, like the ears and whatever for a beagle. But yeah, there's also like labradoodles. I know are really popular.
Labradoodles, and there's so many. You know, so guys, this is how we're combining Labrador and poodle, right? For that one,
I think so. Yeah, poodle.
Yeah, and there are so many others, I just can't think of them right now, unfortunately, but there are a bunch, guys, and you guys probably know, because I think these words go across cultures, too. So let us know, you know, do you guys use these terms in your culture as well for your dogs?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, I mean, Lindsay, do you think puggles are cute and labradoodles?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, these days I'm just into mutts.
Mutts. You found your guy.
Yeah, he's so cute. He's actually like 20%, 25% border collie and Labrador and German Shepherd. He's got all these things in him, but he's special, right? There's no other way to replicate him. So I kind of like that idea. Just a unique dog with his own weird mix of all these other dogs. That's kind of cool.
Definitely. So
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, guys, these words are used very frequently, right? These are very popular. I mean, Lindsay, would you say that they're formal or informal necessarily?
I'd say they're pretty informal. I mean, the ones that are new and trendy, right? I mean, when we talked before about motel and brunch, I didn't even think of those as portmanteaus, really, because those are just words in the dictionary. But these new ones, mocktails, netiquette, edutainment, brand new. Right, staycation, brand new, last few years. So those ones are definitely much more informal, I think.
Yeah. Interesting. But like, I feel like they could become more formal over time.
Who knows? Gosh, crazy idea to think about that. But yeah, I suppose they could as they become more mainstream, right?
Definitely. I think edutainment is pretty mainstream now, actually.
Really? Interesting.
I don't
know.
I think
so. Maybe. Yeah, there's so many more, too. Do we have time for a role play today, Michelle? I think we do, right?
I think we do. Guys, we didn't include the dogs in there today because there are too many. Maybe we'll do a dog follow-up at some point, but we got everything else. So here we are talking about a future vacation.
Dreaming about a vacation. I love it. Okay, so where should we go? Or should we just take a staycation and explore the area?
Well, what are we going to do? Drink mocktails in my backyard?
I see your point. Oh, man, look at this email. My friend has terrible netiquette.
Wow. Oof. Yeah, I mean, don't worry about it. Should we watch some edutainment? I want to learn more about bees.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a YouTube channel where you could learn as much as you want about bees. I'm sure.
There's an expert for everything. That's what I always say. Like anything you can think of, there's an expert for it. Like there's an expert on, a drawer, everybody.
Yeah.
There's always something. And I bet there's a YouTube channel for everything now.
Probably a podcast too. Yep. That's our new world of edutainment.
That's right. That's right. So
what do we use here, Michelle? What do we throw in there?
You said, should we just take a staycation and explore our area?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Should we just take a staycation? And then you said, what are we going to do? Drink mocktails in my backyard? That doesn't sound like the worst thing ever. Hanging out in the yard. I love backyards because I don't have one right now. I live in an apartment in the city. So sounds pretty good to me.
And then I said, my friend has terrible netiquette. So sounds like I'm showing you an email or a text message or something like that.
What do you think she did there? What did your friend do in that email?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm guessing she was too serious and maybe she sounded angry even if she didn't mean to be
too formal. I mean, sometimes people are a little too like stream of consciousness in their emails, right? They just like write whatever they're thinking, and there's a lot of things we can mess up on emails.
are you saying that because that's what I do? Because
what I do for sure.
Oh, really?
I feel like I do, yeah. Oh. I don't know.
I'm really stream of consciousness on my emails, especially my emails to Jessica. Jessica, if you happen to hear this episode, you know what I'm talking about. I'll send her one email, and then I'll be like, oh, I forgot to say this. And then I'll just send her like this chain.
Yeah, that's awesome. Poor Jessica. I love that. That's good. Good stuff. And then, okay, so the last one we talked about, should we watch some edutainment? And this could be used here, or it could also be used to describe a channel that you've found, right? I mean, we use this, again, like we said, to describe All Ears English. Like, it's kind of edutainment, education, entertainment. So talking about things that you have found.
Definitely, definitely. Love it. Yes. Okay. Wow. So yeah, these are super fun, guys, and they're useful. And we have a link for you if you want to look for more examples. We can give you a link on the blog. So go check that out. And guys, remember, follow us on social media. Like I said, we are all over Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and WeChat. And we are there having a ton of fun, teaching you things, lots of different stuff going on. So make sure you follow us.
Definitely. And what is the takeaway for our listeners today, Michelle?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is extremely common in our language to have these blended words. And, we've talked today about being formal or informal. And I'm curious if this is something that happens in other languages frequently as well. So kind of just want to know. So let us know in the blog. And also, guys, again, listen for examples of these and try them out in your conversations.
All right. Sounds great. Glad we talked about this today. Fun topic, Michelle. Fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.